I'd be like, it's Monday, and you're listening to another podcast on anotherpodcast.com.
Hey everyone, thanks for finding the podcast and taking time to listen. Anotherpodcast.com is where you can find everything to do with the podcast. Now, I'm on Twitter, anotherpodcast. You can just look it up, E-H-N-O-T-H-E-R, podcast. Thank you very much, and here is the show. Hello everyone, welcome to another podcast, episode 25.
25,
yeah. You look tired.
I am.
Yeah. Been working late?
No, just up late.
Up late?
Yeah.
Some asshole texts you at 4 o'clock in the morning?
No, that was me, like, relaxing, watching TV.
I figured you would be up, actually.
So, it's, I had a hard week this week, so.
Yeah.
I hadn't had time to work on the opening of the Real Music.
Oh, okay.
So, last night, yesterday before work, started getting some stuff. Thursday night, even that too.
Yeah.
I was getting some sound bites. We do the opening, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, and then last night, I finally get to copy and paste the stuff in. And then it's like, I haven't watched CSI in a while, so put on disc of, because I'm not fancy having Netflix. I download everything, so all my TV shows.
Yeah?
Yeah. That way I can just, like, go to it anytime I want.
Like, download on demand, or, like, no?
No. Huh. I'm not afraid to say it.
No? You're not afraid to say it?
No. Because a lot of the stuff that I download are current seasons that are on TV right now.
Yeah.
So they end up on there within for 24 hours on any kind of download site.
Yeah.
And I end up downloading it and burning it. And once I'm done with it, I put it in a folder, like a CD, little CD cases.
Yeah.
Until season comes out for sale. And then I buy the season. And then I got a shredder.
Yeah.
I can shred CDs. And I just shred them.
Oh, okay.
So
not only do you waste paper, you waste CDs.
Yeah.
You don't have a DVD player that plays memory stick?
I do.
Yeah?
And I don't.
Oh, you do?
It depends on where I watch it.
Oh, okay.
If I watch it downstairs, my PS3 won't pick it up.
Oh, really?
For some reason, yeah. If I watch it upstairs, yeah.
Oh. Weird.
Yeah,
because this DVD player here, it plays through memory stick, which is good. Flash drive.
It's
perfect. If you have, like, media files that you want to watch on there or whatever, right?
Yeah, it all depends, too, on what type of media files, too.
No, that one plays anything.
MKV?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good, DVD player. Blu-ray player, I should call it. It's actually a Blu-ray player, it's not a DVD player.
I'll say there, I got it at home, too.
Yeah. But it's kind of funny, because I got a Blu-ray player on a wicked ass projection TV. Yeah, OJ mentioned Netflix, not a sponsor, because I put on X-Men cartoon from the 90s, 94 actually it's listed as.
Yeah,
and, 94,
yeah.
It's kind of funny to watch because you see like a lot of like throwback to the way like He-Man would run, so you see a lot of that kind of running action in the characters.
Yeah. Extended backgrounds.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because, like, you see the body movements and they run, and it's like, that reminds me of He-Man. And that was done, like, 15 years before that-ish.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it's kind of funny. You come down with a cold?
Yeah.
You're rubbing your eyes. Oh, my God. You're going to get sick. Thanks, buddy.
All right. I got it from you, so.
I didn't go
around. I got it from you, man.
Yeah. So, the website is over 1,000 hits. Which is good. And I've implemented a new feature at the moment. And I tagged you in a Facebook comment. I was like, yeah, don't tell OJ, but
you tagged me.
Yeah, I know. But he's got to come up with 10 songs. And he's got to post it like YouTube-ish. So I got to set up the admin later and see if you can have access to it. So we'll see if you can. I don't know if you'll be able to upload to the server, but if I give you admin rights, I don't see why not, right?
Yeah.
So And then after we fill up the 13 gigs, I'm going to... It'll be a lot, but I'll be pulling all the episodes... Not all the episodes down, but at least 4 gigs worth
yeah.
of episodes. So that we can put it on a DVD player. Or a DVD and just archive it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how long that'll take, because we're already at... I forget what we're at for media, but I know we're currently sitting at 1,027 views. Our best ever is 32 views, so we need to work on that. So I'm not sure what this actually is, because there's two things. There's views and visitors, and there's like a visitors thing. Maybe it's counted as a new visitor, and all these ones are old. I don't know how it works exactly. I do know that 23 views today came from within Canada, which is great. And, because I'll post it on Facebook, and so will you. So we're doing fairly good. I'm going to send while I get a chance here. We'll see. Maybe I got to go here. My dog keeps gnawing on himself. Thunder! Hey! Stop it! He's dumb. I'm going to throw that at him, but he'd eat it. Hey! Stop.
It's too annoying, the other room.
Yeah, so the other day...
fuck you. I want to feed myself. Don't yell at me.
Yeah, go lay down, mister. The other day it became known in town that they're filming another Hollywood feature here.
Which one?
Queen of the Night.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's
You already know this. Ryan Reynolds is in it.
Is that the one with Scott Speedman?
I don't think so.
Rosario Dawson?
Rosario Dawson, yeah. That's my favorite. I would like to see her.
And guess who else is going to get it?
I was looking, and I was like, OJ?
No.
Are you on IMDb yet?
No.
Not yet. Somehow, like, how do you become an extra? Because there's a bunch of extras in town that are working on this movie, and it's like, they're just like, whatever, I guess. Maybe they have an agent or something like that. Like, you know? But anyhow, it's about, apparently, there's a quick synopsis on IMDb, right?
Yep.
.com.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah, not a sponsor. I like saying not a sponsor because I don't want to get in shit for anything. And also, it's become kind of our little tagline.
Yeah, not a sponsor.
Yeah. Queen of the Night.
Just look up Ryan Reynolds.
Well, I like doing it
that
way.
That trailer, I got that. You got anything for trailer?
I don't, so I'll have to watch something real quick. So at first I thought it was going to be like a cartoon.
What?
Yeah. I'm like looking at this and I'm like... Like, look at the weird picture.
That's, like, the... People who have liked this also liked...
Oh, is that what that is?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, so there's no actual artwork for this yet? No. Okay. How do they like this? People who like this also like this.
Yeah, because Ryan Reynolds is in a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay, I see.
You can see Turbo.
So Scott Speedman, yeah, who's that?
He's the guy from Edwin Boyle.
Bruce Greenwood. What?
Yeah.
I hope he's going to be in town. That's bigger than Ryan Reynolds, in my view.
It's like
Captain Pike!
I know, but he also played JFK.
I know, but it's Captain Pike.
In 13 Days.
Rosario Dawson, yeah, I would like to see her. Apparently she'll be in town. So yesterday on a radio station, I've been talking about getting the radio station host on.
Yeah.
And so I still got to set it up, but anyhow, I guess this radio station in town had changed their name to Ryan Reynolds and their station ID. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
So anyhow, I was listening to it because it was funny. I found it funny, okay? And I find the post on Facebook funny, but a lot of people are unfollowing and making comments and saying, why are you just freaking out over Ryan Reynolds? Well, the whole thing is, and it's with anybody that's going to come to town from Hollywood, basically. People are going to make a big deal of it because I said to someone, they've lived those lives that we've watched on TV. Like, he's been, like Ryan Reynolds has been Hannibal King. Yeah. He's been Deadpool, right?
He's been Wade Wilson.
He's been, yeah, he's been, well, he was Deadpool. Well, I guess he's Agent X or whatever it was, right?
Okay, what else?
He's been Green Lantern, right? And through, like, even that, like, it would be cool if he was that.
Van Wilder.
He's been Van Wilder, right. So, he's also been, like, that guy in The Proposal, or, you know, which is a reverse role. I was explaining this to my daughter the other day. I was like, yeah, it's kind of funny because him and Sandra Bullock were playing opposite kind of roles, because actually Ryan Reynolds is Canadian and Sandra Bullock's American, but they played it the other way around. It's kind of funny. I said they've lived those lives. They've been those people on TV, and this is the kind of world that we live in, that we've put these people, like, I wouldn't say on a pedestal, but there's, like, that's somebody that I've seen do this stuff on TV, and I've kind of, I've lived through those moments. I've went up, like, he was buried alive, like, you know what I mean? Buried. Like, I've been through those moments with him, and you kind of feel close to him, even though you don't know him.
No.
Right? So,
I don't.
No, but it's just kind of funny, right? Because people do make a big deal of it, and then they complain. People make a bigger deal about people making a big deal about it. But if, like, I'm, like, okay, I might carry around my copy of Blade Trinity. Maybe. You know, if I saw him, you know, and he would autograph it. What?
She would.
Oh, she would ask Ryan Reynolds for more than an autograph.
I saw that smile.
Yeah. there was one post I seen on the radio's webpage. I don't want to say what it is, right?
Cause
it was like something like, Ryan Reynolds in town? Oh, I'm going to make him be my baby's daddy or something like that. It was like, kind of funny, right? Because that's how all these kids think, right? And all these girls think.
Right?
Right?
No.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be heard. It's okay, though. So yesterday, someone made the comment and said, you know, you guys are talking about Ryan Reynolds and he's in town, and you know what? No one gave two shits. Well, they didn't say shits on the radio, but no one gave two shits that Stephen Hawking was here, the best mind in the world, and going on, eh? So I was like, oh, man. I was at work with my buddy, eh? And we're listening through my iPhone, through my speakers. And I said, I should call the radio station. And he's like, what are you going to say? I said, well, do you watch Big Bang Theory? He's like, no. So on there, one of the guys, Howard?
Yeah.
Howard.
Wallowitz,
Yeah, Howard Wallowitz. He does a Stephen Hawking impression. So it's basically you talk and you just go, right? So you're just like, hey, OJ, I'm Stephen Hawking, right? So like that. So I did that and I called the radio station. And the DJ who, because even when he's on, I don't want to say what radio station he works at. I just want to say he's a DJ in town. But he was laughing. He was laughing so hard. I was having a hard time doing it, right? And I'm like, I can't believe that Ryan Reynolds is in Sudbury. This is an amazing news. And it's almost kind of like the Zoidberg. It's very similar, right? Zoidberg and Stephen Hawking, same voice?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, sort of. So anyhow, he was laughing. He was like, who is this? I'm like, James. And he's like, starts laughing. He's like, is this... And he says my name. Yeah, that's me. He's like, yeah, dude, that's so funny. He's like, we got to get together and do the podcast. I was like, yeah, I know. So he's like, yeah, so they never used it on the radio. I was hoping that they would have. It'd been funny. So then I called back and I said, hey, you guys should do like a soundboard, like a Ryan Reynolds soundboard. So like next week when people call in, you just have them talking to like Ryan Reynolds clips. So it would be kind of funny if they did it or not. He said they were actually thinking about doing something like that. But I guess when, what was that movie they filmed here last year, or maybe 2 years
Which
ago?
One?
Eva Longoria.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All that.
It's called A Dark Truth.
A Dark Truth, yeah.
At the time of filming, it was called The Truth.
The Truth, yeah. So. But there was one radio station, I don't think it was the one I was just talking about, but they were trying to get people to, like, kind of paparazzi them.
No, it was the same one.
Is it the same one?
And then Andy Garcia showed up and he said, you know what? I don't want people to, you know, to whatever. So he showed up at that radio station and, yeah.
Oh,
gave
really?
Gave him a quick little photo shoot and, you know, like.
Oh, okay.
Whatever, yeah.
Because I thought there was almost a restraining order. That's what I heard.
No, he was nice. He was nice enough.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure Ryan.
A guy like that.
Yeah.
Like Andy Garcia to do something like that.
He didn't have to.
No, he didn't have to.
No.
But he didn't want people to, like get into accidents and, like, ruin the set and stuff like that. And that's smart on his part. Because, you know, obviously he liked filming up here, too, to do something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You don't want to make this. You don't want to.
And that of people all, of, the of town. All things, that coming from a guy who was in The Godfather.
Yeah. But, but that's the whole thing. It's just acting, right? So it's like, you know, that's not really their persona. They bring out a part of them that might be, you know, they have to dig deep maybe.
No, but it's, but yeah, and not only that, it's their job.
Yeah.
You know, like.
It's like, it's like a hockey player. Only so many people could do that actual job.
Yeah.
A professional hockey player. There's only a certain number of people that could actually be a professional actor. And the joke always goes around, Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds are in every movie, right? It's like, that's a Ralph Garman joke.
Yeah.
By the way, did you hear the quip back to me on Warlock Wednesday?
No.
No? Ray, it's funny. Remember a couple weeks ago I said Ralph Garman said that Warm Bodies was going to...
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Okay, yeah, yeah. I heard about it from work there.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's like, that's on K-Rock. And I do get his point. And when I thought about it, yeah, he did do that. But it's just, you know, I don't know. I think Warm Bodies will be an okay movie for...
It looks okay.
It's one of those things that you could take maybe a younger kid to maybe like 12, 13.
Yeah.
They wouldn't get... It might be a little bit scary, but it's not like Walking Dead.
No.
Or whatever. A coworker.
My friends saw it and they said it was good.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. But you're teenagers, so you don't know anything.
I'm not 12.
Okay. Now she's on the podcast forever. Ha!
No.
My buddy Rock at work, he's taking his daughter to see World War Z. And I said, you have to be careful. It was like, because I was looking through the ratings and said, this might be rated R. Like
in the States, maybe.
Well, I was looking at the ratings and it's not very, I was like, maybe it'll be rated 18A, but isn't that the States? That's not Ontario, is it? 18A?
No, that's Canada.
That's Canada, okay.
In the States, they have G, PG, PG-13, R, and NC-17.
Yeah.
Which, that was the original rating that Evil Dead got to the MPAA. They got their original cut of the film was NC-17. So the director, he stated that on his Twitter account. It's like, we're just going to do a couple more cuts. What they have, because they always get notes too, right?
Yeah.
Like, what...
If you want to move it down a level, or...
if you
want to
move
or...
it down, this is what you got to do. So they did I think it was maybe probably about 5 minutes or something like that of a certain thing or whatever.
Yeah.
In total. And so now they've got it down to an R, which... That was the big deal of the Die Hard movies.
Yeah.
That's why they made a big deal about this fifth one. They got an R rating in the States. It's like, yes, we got an R rating. It's like, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Last Stand was an R rating. What's the big deal? I looked into it. It's like, yeah, because the last one was PG-13.
Yeah.
And they wanted an R.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because now... When we were kids, you'd have, like, Terminator 2 could have been, I think it was maybe a rated R or something like that, right? So, like...
That was AA.
Or AA or whatever, but...
At the time, but, AA was, is what now is referred to as 14A and
18A. Yeah. But there movies back then just had, like, bad language and extreme violence, like guns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You could get a rated R, right? Yeah. But now you have, like, tree rape scenes or, like, you know... kids getting raped by whatever. There was one movie I seen where the guy just jumps on top of the girl and starts raping. I think it was Last Cabin on the Left or something, or
Last House on the Left.
Yeah. And he just starts raping the girl. And it's like, oh my God, this is like terrible.
There was another movie too that was, it came out in the 70s and they remade it. And she's like, left in the woods, and she's, you know, left for dead, pretty much.
Yeah.
And she comes back and with a vengeance type of thing. So, yeah, it's like...
Yeah, it's
weird
crazy.
What people will watch.
Yeah, and so Hollywood is really big in town right now, and the one thing I was going to say is, if you're from Sudbury, don't act like a jackass, because they won't come back and film stuff. And what you don't realize is, they're getting grants to do this, yes, but they're also filtering in about 3 times that amount of money into the city that they're getting just from that grant. So they're like, you know, if they have like $1 million to spend up here, they're just spending like $3 million.
Yeah.
up here. So it's feeding money into our economy. So don't act like a jackass. If you meet Ryan Reynolds at Walmart, say hi. And, like, don't be a jackass. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, let them do what they got to do. Everyone knows where they're filming. I know where they're filming. You know where they're filming?
Yeah.
Right beside Lockerbie.
Like, everyone knows where they're filming. It's not as, like, big secret or anything.
Like, the only way they're going to get around it is if they start filming at that soundstage as well, where there's a nobody. Like, you can walk in, but they'll start having, like, I'm sure they have security there anyways.
Yeah.
I don't know where Ryan Reynolds is staying, but I'm assuming it's not in the trailers.
No.
So, I'm assuming that's his trailer to kind of chill. You know?
And you saw the schedule they posted too, right?
Yeah, it's like Monday through Friday, and he's out of town.
Not even that. It's Tuesday to Friday.
Tuesday to Friday.
Yeah, so it's like they're doing 4-day shoots, 4-day week shoots.
Yeah. They're going to be filming all day, all night kind of thing. I don't know, you know, exactly how they're going to do it. It'd be interesting to see the inside of this thing. Like, is your cousin Peter involved in this?
That one I don't know. He might be with the Frozen. So.
Yeah, because the Frozen,
which people don't even know about that one.
It's because Ryan Reynolds is taking up all the thing, right?
Yeah.
Frozen is the other. Is it a Hollywood production? Yes.
Sony. Yeah.
Sony. And, yeah. Let's go through it. I'll bring it up right now.
The star of that one is probably the only one that anybody knows.
The thing. Beach. There's Frozen 2013.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's another one, Frozen, and someone made a. Oh, this one is... It looks like animation, though.
No, it's not. It's just the artwork for it.
So, Kristen Bell. It says voice. They all say voices, though.
That's not it, then.
Well, that's what... It says Frozen.
Go back. It's The Frozen.
The Frozen. The Frozen Ground?
Maybe that one. No, 12...
No, that's not 12. We're 2013.
Go Frozen Ground, yeah.
Go to The Frozen Ground.
No, that's definitely not it.
Sure?
Nicolas Cage?
Oh, your sister would have a heyday with that one, eh?
I'm more of a Sudbury protector.
I don't know. I see a frozen flower.
Look up Adam Beach.
Adam Beach?
Yeah, because he's the one in it. My cousin, my other cousin. Who's,
Flags of Our Fathers. Oh, that guy. He's a native guide.
Yeah,
guy.
He's in
I like this
Arctic Air, that TV show on CBC.
I would like to meet him, yeah.
He would be the one guy I would really like to meet, like, because, you know...
Right now I see in production the Boom Boom Boom.
No, okay.
But Into the Americas is in pre-production. I don't know, Arctic Air, that's obviously the show, but Red Machine, maybe? No?
No, I don't know.
So I don't know, like, I don't see anything for it, so it must be low. On it. But yeah, I would like to meet him. He's pretty cool. He was in Wind Talkers with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
I'm more of an Indian protector. All week long, I had to not do that. I was like, okay. I was like, because last week after Real Music Show, OJ was getting a little bit of a ribbing. Somehow it went from an acquaintance of ours talking like that to OJ talking like that. So when I got home, I was like, okay, I can't do that. I can't go, But it was fun all week long to think about it. Talk like Nick Cage, though. I wish I could do a Ryan Reynolds impersonation, which would be better, because then I could call in the Hot 93.5 and have some fun with that. But I would let them know that it was just an impersonation, you know, not to get anyone in, you know, in shit, you know.
You just mentioned the radio station.
Did I?
No, it's sponsored.
No, did I?
Yes.
I thought I said the radio station.
No.
Oh, okay, whatever.
You said, I was going to say it.
People will have a short-term memory. They're not going to remember that I was talking
about. Remember what?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, let's go in here. I'm going to go in settings, and I'm going to see if I can... I'm going to send you an email soon and see if I can set you as users. Invite new. Let's see what we got here. Your friend username. Your friend. Username or email address. OJ@hotmail.com. Role. I'll try administrator. Sign up. We'll see if that works after. And we'll see if you can yeah, see if you can get in, right? And then I don't know if it means that you can upload it, because if you can upload it, then I'll definitely keep it as administrator.
Okay.
And, yeah, that way there you're good to go. Done at 8? Huh? 5? Okay. Have a good shift. Drive safe. Don't do drugs. Stop doing heroin.
Especially those oxys.
Yeah. So we've been having pretty shitty weather lately.
Yeah.
And I think last Wednesday or 2 Wednesdays ago, the city was pretty much shut down. Did you work that Wednesday night? It was when all the schools, everyone went home.
Oh, it was early. Off that day.
You were off that day?
My one fucking day off.
Your one day off and you couldn't go anywhere, eh? The whole city was shut down. And then yesterday, we were blue skies outside like we are now.
Yeah.
And Toronto got hammered, like all southern U.S., I call it southern U.S., but just south of the border in the U.S., like New York area, Buffalo, all
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
the
area that
they got hammered yeah. by snow. And I seen pictures of people with snow shovels on the highway, like, trying to clear out snow so they could get off the, off the ramp and onto the highway so they could at least drive. They couldn't keep up with the snow yesterday.
No, even that, they still kept us up, they kept somebody up to date on, whether or not the Wolves game was a go or not.
Yeah, because they were supposed to play Brampton, right?
Yeah.
But I thought Brampton was supposed to come here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but Brampton is like, they would have had to leave early in the morning. Yeah. I know that they must, if they wouldn't have got through, then they're a bunch of wusses. But I know, because I know the coach of the Cambrian women's basketball team, they made it down to Toronto last night to play today. So they must have been following a snowplow. If you follow a snowplow, it'll take a long time to get there, but you'll get there if you really need to get there.
Yeah.
But you got to drive according to conditions, and you got to stay behind the snowplow. You can't expect to pass it. If you're on a coach like the girls and the boys basketball team or the men's and women's, I should say, from Cambrian, then you're fine because you're just on a coach and you're just sitting there. And sure, it's going to take you friggin' forever to get there, but,
Yeah, they're traveling.
Did the Wolves win last night?
No idea.
Oh, you don't know?
No, they lost in a shootout.
Oh, they lost in a shootout.
They still got a point.
So. They still got a point, yeah. So they're, because they're kind of neck and neck with Brampton, who will become the
North Bay Battalion
next year. Yeah. I like the North Bay rivalry with Sudbury. Yeah. I miss that from the old, because we used to have the Centennials. Was that what they were? Yeah, North Bay Centennials. And I remember that was always big. And, it gives, you have the Sioux, and I think even then, the Sioux rivalry that they've had over the past couple of years isn't what it used to be with North Bay back in the day. So, you know,
Yeah, because the same with the Spartans. We got our rivalry with the Sioux.
Yeah.
Which we have a home-and-home series against them this upcoming season. And they've become more of a rivalry for, now because the North Bay hasn't had a team since the Sioux came back. So.
Yeah. I've seen, just kicking into the news here, have you seen I put it on Facebook the other day, Kai the hitchhiking homeless guy, and he's talking to this reporter about this guy that attacked someone, not seen this? Okay, I'm going to load it. This reporter, there's basically the quick story, this guy is giving his account on what happened during this event, okay, and it's kind of reaching around the globe, pretty funny, kind of like Sweet Brown with that, ain't nobody got time for that,
oh,
right,
yeah,
this guy here, it's 5 minutes long, so I'm going to play it because it's actually pretty funny, I'll stop it when it's not funny.
Went straight out of Dogtown, skateboarding, surfing it up, before I say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. Even if you make mistakes, you're lovable. And it doesn't matter your look, skills, or age, or size, or anything, you're worthwhile. No one could ever take that away from you. Now, this stuff right here, I was driving and I was in the passenger side of this fucker's car, and he comes over on there. He was over by the recycling center. He says, oh, when I was in the Virgin Islands, 30 years old on a business trip, I fucked this 14-year-old. I was like, what? He's like, I raped this 14-year-old. He starts crying, gives me a big hug. He's like, fuck, 300-pound guy. I'm like, oh, shit. He must be fucking, man. Like, what's he talking about? I didn't take him seriously at first. Comes driving down this way. He's like, you know what? I come to realize I'm Jesus Christ, and I can do anything I fucking want to. And watch this. Bam! And he smashed into this fucking guy right there, pinned him in between that fucking truck. And so I hop out, I look over, the guy's pinned there. I mean, like, freight train riders know this. Like, if you get pinned between something, do not fucking move that shit, otherwise you bleed out. Like, motherfucker, I ran in, I grabbed the keys, he's fucking sitting there like nothing even happened. And like, fucking, like, man, if you started driving that car around again, man, there would have been a hell of a lot of bodies around here. Fucking, I hop on out, and so I grab a bag, I threw it over by that pole right there, and then fucking Buddy gets out, and these two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like, God, that beak can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I fucking ran up behind him with a hatchet, smash, smash, smash. Yeah,
the lady said you saved your life.
She was the one who got grabbed by that fucker. You know what? Fuck is cool. That guy ain't. Shit.
How'd you get in this car?
I was hitchhiking. Good thing I was hitchhiking. Yeah, people say don't hitchhike. Well, this is what happens. At least I was here.
So, anyhow, that's kind of where I start going down. He's like trying to get his name and stuff. My name's Kai. He won't give his date of birth and stuff like that. Apparently, the guy's in the hospital and Kai's fine. He's not going to jail. Save someone's life with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash. Yeah, this is kind of funny. But and then later on, they're like, did you ever encounter anything like this before? It's like somewhere like later on. I don't want to find it. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, totally. He's like, I was working on in an orchard one time, and this guy starts beating his wife. So I went up behind him and started bashing him in the head. Smash. And he's like talking about bashing someone else in the head. It's like, this guy has issues with bashing people in the head.
Mm-hmm.
But, so he's been one of the biggest newsmakers this past week. Surprised you didn't know about Kai.
No.
The other news that I read this morning was about the snowstorm in Toronto. And there was a quip in there from Mayor Rob Ford. Our lovable Mayor Rob Ford from Toronto. We've all heard stories about him. If you haven't, you can check it up. They're everywhere. He doesn't know where fucking Winnipeg is or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, he said, unlike Mel Lastman, because he was, mayor of Toronto, I will not call the army in for help. If you need help, call me. And he gave his phone number out, his home phone number out. And it's in the paper. It's, like, hilarious. I'm like, yeah, I would be calling him nonstop. So that guy gave out his details. There's also been, this one here, I think. I'll see if it's in here. There was, a guy that was removed from Parliament recently. Did you hear that?
No.
No? Are you not big on the, whole politics thing?
Not really.
We'll see if I can find it, if I can't. Yeah, this guy here, Brazel, he was in Parliament and they released. He's on bail right now. He's charged with assault and sexual assault. So I don't think he'll be in caucus anymore.
Caucus.
But the other bit of...
Somebody will be in his caucus.
The other bit of politic news that I have is Diane Marlowe passed away this past week or last week.
Yeah.
Sometime in the past little bit. She was a long-serving MPP. Is that what they call them? MPPs? Because MPs are military police. And then MPP is a member of parliament. She passed away at the age of 69. I didn't even know she was that old, actually. But she had a rough go there in the last couple days that she had. Or last at least 12, 18 hours. So she was kind of admitted to the hospital and then in a home within 6 hours and then kind of died within 18 or something like that. Sad, but she served this community and, you know, Canada as a member of parliament for a long time. So, you know, big bucket of MP win. So that's what I had for, not today, because we're only like 34 minutes in, that's super boring. But that's, those are the news stories I had for this past week. And, especially with the movie production going on, are we going to swing by today, see what's going on?
I have no idea where it is.
So. You don't know where it is?
No.
Really? Okay, so you know where the James Rome is? Okay, you just go up there, turn right past Perkins, you go about 20 meters down, and it's right there. It's right beside Perkins Hotel there. That hotel, Perkins, not a sponsor, and that hotel, Howard, whatever, it's right there. And that's where it is.
Cool.
You're tired today.
Yeah.
So, the last piece we got to close out the season, not on the podcast, but on NFL.
Yeah.
Because I guess you won...
Where's my imaginary millions that you owe me?
Yeah, no, but see, now, even though Baltimore won the Super Bowl, right, and you picked them to win, right, by default, right?
What? That was my team going all the way, and that's
that wasn't your team. Was it going all the way?
Yes.
Did you? So I guess you kind of won that then. Even though we picked the same number of teams, correct?
Did we?
Yeah. We did. If you had the paper here. But you won the overall because the team did win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was a good Super Bowl in the last two quarters, minus the power surge that apparently knocked out something. Which
did you see the those images online of what happened?
No,
or like all the jokes.
Well, yeah, there was a whole bunch of that stuff, but I got even other weird stuff we can talk about after. It's has to do with the Illuminati and shit like that. This one was
a Tony Stark one. It says, you cut my Super Bowl ad to 30 seconds?
Yeah.
I cut the power.
Yeah, there was that. We can talk Super Bowl commercials, actually, because that one was funny. The Iron Man one?
Which one?
Well, there was the one where he just cut... It's like...
That's not even the Super Bowl ad. That's the thing.
No, but that one is funnier than... like than the it was like... ad. What was it? An intense...
No, it was an extended look.
Yeah, like extended
Iron Man
look.
3.
Yeah.
He just comes out like, for the half the commercial.
Yeah.
Half the trailer. He's just like looking at the camera.
Yeah,
he's... It's more intensive than extended.
Yeah. I thought like... Robert Downey Jr. is like so up there. Like, you know, like he's doing the... Like, that was so funny. And he, you know what, I'm trying to think of a time when Robert Downey was comedic, and I can't think of a movie where he was comedic, but when it comes to Iron Man, it's just like, this is, like, you could tell if he was a billionaire, this is how he would be, I think, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure he has enough money to live like a poor Tony Stark, right? But I think he's absolutely hilarious as Tony Stark, just like, even though it's not a real being, the Hulk and the Thor stuff that went on between the two of them in the Avengers was funny. And I watched that with Chelsea one night, and she was laughing at the points where you would expect to laugh when Hulk punches Thor for no apparent reason, right? Or he takes Loki and smashes him 100 million times, and she was laughing so hard, guess what she didn't hear?
The line. Yeah. Puny God.
Yeah, well, there was that. But she didn't hear the... I can't even do it properly. See, that's why that actor, good actor. I couldn't do it. I can't do it. That's why. There's only so many people that can do it. The Super Bowl ads were pretty good. I had to watch most of them, like, afterwards, because we don't get them in Canada. There was some that I could tell, okay, that one is an actual Super Bowl ad from the States. It was the one, I don't know, were you watching it live, or did you have to work that night? Okay. I think you were texting me later that night, but I didn't know if you had to work halfway through it, and then you came home?
No, I came home. I was done at... This is fucking stupid. 4:30.
Oh, okay. So you were home on time to watch the whole thing.
I went to a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, right. The Spartans won. Yeah.
Spartans won out in the Middle League. So. Yeah.
And then you said you won a prize?
Yeah.
Or did you win a couple prizes?
No, I won a prize, which was one of those industrial lights, flashlights, whatever you want to do.
Like, okay.
LED light, whatever.
Yeah.
LED lamp was it?
Yeah.
And they gave away, that was the second last prize of the night that they had.
Yeah.
Then they gave away, then the, then, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Okay, with next prize.
Yeah.
And then, of all things, I told my brother, you know what? If there's another score, I'll donate my prize. I'll donate it back to the team.
Yeah.
And, you sure? I said, yeah, yeah. And, he said, okay. As he's walking away, our coach says, OJ, you should donate that prize. Oh, I was like, Walter, I just did. It's like, what? Yeah, I just told Bill, if there's another score, I'll donate it back to the team. To
like, did it matter who scored? Or
no,
just San Fran?
No, because what they were doing was they were just giving out prizes.
Yeah.
After each score.
Oh, okay, I see.
Not
so why were you donating your prize? Because they were running out of prizes?
No. I just didn't really...
Want it?
It was having fun anyway.
Yeah.
You know? So
it's always good when you can get together with people and have fun.
Yeah.
Super Bowl party.
So I donate it, and then what happens? Yeah, Baltimore scores a field goal. And so, yeah.
Did you win it back?
No.
That would have been funny.
No, no, because you take out, once you win,
yeah, your name comes
your
up.
Your name comes up.
Yeah.
So.
I wanted to show you this, as well as play at the same time. But if you were to turn this up, you'd hear Ray Lewis talking about his career. And it's just so funny that he's in the game. And on the box is Calvin Johnson of the Detroit Lions. But when you open up the game in here, it's Ray Lewis talking. And you just see Calvin Johnson. You'll see him here in a second. Right there.
Yeah.
That's it. Usually, the player who's on the box does something in the game. Like, if I were to put in Madden 11, not a sponsor, it would be Drew Brees talking, and he's on the cover. Not a sponsor.
Yeah.
Any of that. It's just really weird that...
Yeah, but Drew Brees had just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's why he was on it. And that's, like, I think this was the second year that they had voted for it.
Well, they've been voting for it for a long time.
No, but, like, the fans, like, last year they had that whole...
Well, Peyton Hillis was on...
Yeah.
On from, 12.
Where is he from? Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he was in Cleveland. And last year they voted Calvin Johnson. Now the whole thing is, I think it was Madden 99 or maybe 2000 or something like that. They stopped putting in John Madden. I think there's been about 18 titles, so it has to be, if this is 2013, it's somewhere in the late 90s. So they always had John Madden on the title with a screen capture of the game or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I think we talked about this before with the curse. Of the cover, the curse cover, where the player does terrible. And it's funny because Calvin Johnson had a good year.
He was just shy of the record, eh?
Yeah, of making a record. And
wait, are you home?
Yeah, I'm home.
Okay.
I'm going to pick... I'll pick Denver. That's what I wanted you to pick.
What?
The Giants.
No.
Why?
Well, why would I want to
pick I'll pick the Giants. You pick Denver then.
Why would I want to pick Denver?
Well, I don't know.
Let me pick what I want to pick.
Okay, you pick what you
want
to pick.
I want us to go up against you.
You want to do that?
Team against team.
No, yeah, but I wouldn't do... I could play Baltimore. That's fine. I'll use Baltimore. Anyhow, so as we know now, Baltimore has come up on top and won Super Bowl 47. The funny thing is, this morning I was watching NFL Network.
Yeah.
Not sponsor, sorry, like NFL Channel. And I'm just waiting for you to pick your team. Oh, so you do go with them. So if I pick the Giants now, are you going to change teams?
I don't really care.
Okay, because this one, fucker. this morning, I think that they call it the Rush Zone. And the teams that were featured in Super Bowl 47 on there were the Broncos and the Giants. Because obviously they have to make these episodes like well in advance, their animations, right? Yeah. And good pick, I like it. Let's see. I wanna do weather. I can't. Okay, so we're good. They had the Giants playing the Broncos, which is funny because I was laughing. Oh, there we go. Can I make it a
1 p.m. game?
No, can I make it snow in? Oh yeah.
In San Fran, nice.
Yeah. You see what I'm doing here, right? We'll give it a little bit of time here. Perfect. We're gonna make it snow in San Francisco, which is very odd. It happens once every never. So I thought, is that the matchup they wanted the most? Do you think the NFL would love that matchup? Pitting Manning against Manning?
Probably.
Like, what matchup would be better than, and I couldn't think of it any other way, than Harbaugh versus Harbaugh, the Harbowl, right?
Yeah.
As it were. But would it be better to have what they had, or to have brother against brother as quarterbacks?
Yeah.
What would be better in your view?
I don't know.
Because one is a mental game, right? And you saw some little trick plays here and there that were happening, but really, what in your mind, what would you prefer? Like, what happened? What happened? But would you prefer brother against brother as quarterbacks or brother against brother as head coach?
Doesn't matter
to you?
No.
Because I would always think that. I would tend to think that brother, like Manning versus Manning, would be a very good matchup. And you know who I think would come out on top, unfortunately?
Manning?
Yeah. Eli. I think Eli's better than Peyton, even though I hate saying that. So what was your favorite part about the Super Bowl? You have no idea? You gotta use the stick.
Which one?
The right one.
This one?
Yeah, you gotta pull back and then forward. And then, yeah. You have no idea what your favorite moment of the... Was it Beyonce? What do you think about Beyonce?
I don't really care for halftime shows.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say you don't really care for black women.
No.
That's been so racist. What do you think of Kaepernick's play?
It was okay.
It was okay?
Yeah.
You're so distracted with the game now that I don't know. I'm just picking that. I don't care. I thought Kaepernick played well. I thought he got, he composed himself very good. And nice stuff. I thought he showed a lot of poise, especially as a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
And in the next, 5 years, I wouldn't be too surprised if San Fran won 3 Super Bowls.
I can see that.
Like, I really would. It wouldn't shock me in the least to see that. It wouldn't shock me one bit. What was your favorite Super Bowl ad?
I like the... there was one I saw. I don't even know if it was an ad for it, but it was a Volkswagen commercial.
You like that one with the accents and all
that? Yeah.
Oh, you like that one?
It was hilarious.
I thought it was pretty funny, too. A lot of people thought it to be racist. It was pretty funny, I thought. One of my favorites was the Clydesdale one. Of course, the Budweiser commercials.
Seeing that one.
Oh, you never saw that one?
And the other one I saw was The red light.
Oh yeah. You can.
I saw a portion of it.
Yeah.
Well, he showed a sneak peek, I guess, at one point, and cut it off, just to be continued type of thing during the Super Bowl. I mean, you got to see it, and you get, and there's even a video on their website too, because they had sold out.
Yeah, they've sold all those out already. They're $150 a piece, I heard.
Pretty close, yeah.
Oh, nice stop. I thought I was gonna get intercepted.
I don't even know who I am.
You're the white team.
No, I am the white jerseys.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
OJ happened to pick Washington, his other favorite team.
Yeah.
And I picked San Francisco because, well, you know, I'm gonna do like, oh fuck, I'm gonna do like everyone. Like if you go on, it's funny. Like, you play online against people, they're picking Baltimore. It's like, come on, can you not pick your favorite team? This is... Right now, I'm 3rd and 17 in the first... This is going to be a tough one, I think. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I really like the Washington Redskins logo. I want to say that as an aside. I think it's a really good logo.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think I do? Yeah, you got it. Kick it out of bounds. Aw, oh, fuck. Damn it. I wasn't over enough. One of my other favorite commercials from the Super Bowl was the one with the two dogs.
Oh, see, they keep on bringing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They keep a little competition between themselves. And so, yeah, that was pretty funny. And then the halftime show came up, and they had Beyonce on, and of course, I thought it was on offense or something. Oh, too long. It was the worst halftime show I've seen in a long time. Nothing against Beyonce, I think she can sing, but it seemed to be a lot more dancing than it was performing. And I had put out a tweet that said basically, oh, she really showed the critics about her singing with that dance routine. And let's catch. I was getting some, like, people quipping me back on Twitter. It was mostly girls. Like, what did you think about the Madonna halftime show? I was like, I went and took a shit. So I had a few people add me on Twitter, which is funny. Yeah, and so the halftime show, in my opinion, was terrible. Now, there was, what really happened was there was a power outage, basically fair catch. there was a power surge, and there's a lot of people in New Orleans during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
A lot of, and it's almost like, when's Mardi Gras coming up, eh?
That Tuesday? Yeah, it's pretty soon.
Yeah, and so there's been a lot of people in New Orleans hotel rooms. What? Yeah, no problem. So they had a power surge, and unfortunately, half the stadium went out with power.
Yeah, and it just happened to be the Niners side.
Yeah. Lights out on the 49ers. And there was lots of these like you know, jokes about Ray Lewis did it, or there was a whole bunch of like, oh, there's my brother told me one joke, there was there's a dead person on the sideline, Ray Lewis was questioned and stuff like that. I guess one of the bigger ones that I've seen is that apparently it was a conspiracy from the Illuminati. Did you hear this?
No.
Because apparently it was 33 minutes long, but it was more like 35, I think. But they're saying it's 33 minutes long, and 33 is a big conspiracy number with Illuminati's, and Beyonce did a little diamond thing. and that's apparently an Illuminati symbol. And it was a whole bunch of, like, oh, Illuminati, Illuminati, this, Illuminati, that. And it was just really funny. I don't think the Illuminati had anything to do with the Super Bowl.
No.
Because if they did, Ray Lewis wouldn't have won. I know a lot of people were kind of ticked off with the whole Ray Lewis thing, because there was a couple of different interviews with Ray Lewis, and basically asking, you know, what happened to the people that were killed and stuff like that. And this was a long time ago, but I don't remember some of it, but I know that he was either involved in or had knowledge of, and I don't know if he actually did the said act. I guess we can't really say, because he, obviously he got off, but was that close? 30 inches. You have to stop me at the inches, eh?
Yeah.
What do you think? I can't even say what do you think. I guess he got off scot-free, but do you think he handled himself well during the interviews? Or had you hear any of the interviews? Or?
No.
There was a few of them. And I thought he handled himself well, but I know a lot of people took offense to what he said, you know, basically saying, you know, it was a lot about God and a lot about, you know, he doesn't use people like that to kill people, to take people out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people kill people. That's the sad fact of life. But, I don't know. It's hard to handle those questions when you're on the other side of the fence, right?
Yeah.
So... So season's over. Whole new season starts in 7 months? 6 months?
Technically, in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks? Because is that when the combine is?
Yeah, that's when the combine is.
Yeah. So combine is in a couple weeks, which I had lots of fun looking at it last year, because I knew that Robert Griffin III was going to be an amazing quarterback.
Yeah.
And, who knew? Wasn't Kaepernick drafted last year? I think he was.
Who?
Colin Kaepernick. It was a question. I know I was talking about Robert Griffin III. But was
I know, but you're talking about your quarterback here, right?
Yeah. He was drafted last year, right? Because he seems a lot better than RG3, is all I'm saying.
He's a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that he hasn't been in the league for 3 years and never played a snap. Right?
No, there was a record number of starting rookie quarterbacks this year.
Yeah, you had...
Yeah, he didn't start, but he started week 7?
Yeah, there was a lot of records set by rookie quarterbacks as well. You had the amazing playoff game where Kaepernick freaking ran for... rush for any more yard for
what
more yards than any
up,
other quarterback.
Ended up being his record anyway.
What's that?
What ended up being his record? Super Bowl, his rushing record.
I don't know.
Because they were trying to...
he should have ran more at the Super Bowl, I think.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Baltimore would have been able to stop him. And I bet you every night he goes to bed and thinks about that.
Probably just goes to bed and sleeps. Like.
He's the first quarterback from San Francisco that's lost a Super Bowl title.
Yeah.
Because they were a perfect 5-0 before.
What was, I can't remember what that record was now.
Because Pittsburgh has the most, with 6, right? Do they have the most? Titletown USA? Is that
them?
I think
so, yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind of hard, because I always thought,
so she's running? Okay.
Yeah. I think it's R, this bottom one, R trainer. I thought that Green Bay had the most for some reason, but I was wrong. I know Vince Lombardi, the trophy's named after him because they won it first. Well, how many years before it was called the Lombardi Trophy?
I don't know. It's just funny that, it's named after, the Green Bay coach.
Yep.
From the beginning, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And for summary, I don't know if you can call it the equivalent, because there is a provincial title that we play for, but there's also a national title that we play for, and it's named after our coach, our longtime coach, the late Sid Forster. So
that's the national one all over Canada?
Yeah, which is fought between Ontario and Alberta.
What? There's no other football conferences in between?
Not that caliber, no.
No?
No. They just started, I think they started one in the in Quebec and the Maritimes.
Yeah, because you guys have a team in Montreal now.
Yeah. They came from the Empire State Semi-Pro League.
I don't know if I made it. I think
you did.
Yeah, because you mentioned that last time on the podcast. Do you know what they're going to be called? The Montreal Marauders?
No, Montreal Transit.
Transit?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, inches. Look at that.
Is it inches?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Boy, I got it. You got it.
Oh, yeah. Frank Gore. Got 50 yards, 9 rushes. That's about fucking 4 yards a run. Yeah, so, you asked if I watched any trailers, and I did watch somewhat trailers. Oh, fuck. I almost didn't get that. I love that play, though. It's too bad they didn't have him go like this. That'll be in the next year's game.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, speaking of these EA games, not a sponsor, last night I go to play hockey online. Yeah. Guess what?
Froze.
Nope. No, the EA server for that game is no longer in use.
What is that?
Because it's NHL 11. So you can't play online anymore with it. Because they want you to... You know,
13?
Yeah, they want
even
you to...
Even though half season's already gone, even with this... Like,
yeah, well, I said to somebody that they need to make the next game a lockout edition.
That's what they did with... that's what we talked about.
Oh, so it was you.
No, like... In the last time it happened, when we lost the whole season.
Yeah.
Yet EA put out a game that year.
Yeah, well, because they want to make their money, right?
Yeah.
It'd be funny if you had to, like, make the league sign a contract or something like that. Like, you know, that would be pretty funny. Especially in, like, the mode there. You had so many years under CBA.
Okay, I forgot who I was again.
You forgot who you were? You're the white team.
I know, but I forgot that I was
You got the
offense.
Ball. Yeah, it's 14-0. Which isn't a surprise, because you don't play this, right? But you play it on Xbox, don't you?
I play on PS3.
Or PS3, yeah. Yeah, so you should know how to play. Same buttons. Set up?
Not really. I don't have 15.
Oh, but it's the same deal?
No.
No?
For kicking, it's the buttons. It's not the...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is new. Well, even the kicking for...
How was that all about?
That was a sack.
Yeah, but that was a fake play, like...
It wasn't... No, it was exactly the same play I just scored on.
Yeah, but I didn't score.
Because you're not good. Yeah, so, get the ball. Oh, almost had a touchdown. 35 yards away. Tomorrow on anotherpodcast.com, you can listen to real music.
Yeah.
With OJ and myself. Great show lined up for you, because I know I did a lot of research for this show, and OJ usually has a stack of paper. Like crazy.
Okay, I'm on defense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit, thanks. Fudge. I hate that. Because I'm pulling back. I got to stop pulling back when I think. Cause I'm always trying to get out of the way as the quarterback. So that's why my guy all of a sudden has a little glitch. I assume that we have a good last part to the superhero hour of power.
Yeah.
because I heard recently a couple things. One being that all of a sudden Venom's being talked about for the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a tease that they're doing in the movie, like a little nod to it.
Yeah, who would you rather see, though? Like, Venom or Carnage?
You can't have Carnage without Venom.
Yeah, but people out there don't know that. Because I know everyone's been waiting to see Carnage for a while. Oh, shit. Get the ball, man. Fuck.
What just happened?
Challenge that shit.
What happened?
You got a fumble recovery.
Oh, I
can't challenge the play.
Why not?
We're under 2 minutes. We're under 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were an exhibition play.
No, but it doesn't matter.
So I'm offense now?
You're offense, yeah. I'm not going to fucking make you pay for that, son. Not like 14-0 isn't making you pay back. Yeah, so I heard that there's something about some picture being released of like a freezing cooler or something like that.
Yeah, they started filming this week. And so they're filming this week on Spider-Man. The director's been posting the photos.
Which is kind of neat in this day and age, because before, like, I was kind of young when Batman came out, you know? But I hear Kevin Smith talk about it all the time. And,
nice play.
Thank you. I hear Kevin Smith talk about it all the time, and he said he was just sitting there and watching TV, and then all of a sudden the bat symbol just came up. That was the teaser before it. But would you have known that Batman was being filmed before? Like, I don't know. Like, were you old enough to... Were you, like, old
enough? No, that's pre-internet. He talks about that, too, and... Because you get the magazines, and when you hear it, when the only trailers that you get and that are on TV are just the commercials themselves.
Fuck!
And, you know, and he was a big Batman fan at the time, too.
Yeah.
At that time, so.
Did you listen to the last, Everything Would Say is not a sponsor, by the way? Just as a blanket disclaimer there, because it gets kind of annoying to say not a sponsor, not a sponsor, not a sponsor.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the last Fat Man on Batman?
The commentary?
Yeah.
I haven't. I usually, when they do the commentary, I usually line up my DVD with it.
Oh, do you?
And I haven't picked up the DVD yet, so.
Well, I have it here.
What, the DVD?
Kinda.
No, it's fucking cheap, man. You go down to Walmart.
Yeah.
Part 2, it's $20 on Blu-ray.
Oh yeah.
So, I have no idea what my problem is, but I haven't picked it up yet.
Probably no time.
Was that touchdown?
No. No, you're out of bounds.
You ass.
Well,
it's
you know,
fucking snow. Pierre I can't fucking see where my fucking end zone is.
Pierre Garçon had a hard time. Just admit it. Like. It would have been a scoring touchdown. It would have been reviewed.
That was a freaking.
It was reviewed by the booth, and it was.
If that was a Canadian field,
with
I would have been on the 10-yard line. I would have been on the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
Oh, your fucking TV sucks.
Why? You can't see it?
No, I can't see anything.
Really?
Yes.
I can see everything.
Because you're lined up, and you're used to this TV.
No. I could have closed the window.
Oh. Shit, field goal?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, let's see.
Let's see if you... I wouldn't go over that far. I'd go back a little bit. More. Go back. Okay, go on.
Are you going to run it out?
Yeah, just like in the CFL.
CFL?
Yeah. One second left on the clock. You know what they'll make me do? They'll make me do it.
You ass! Take a knee!
I'm not taking a knee. I'm trying to score!
I'll keep on going offside and fucking bring you all the way down the field.
That was 1 second left.
Sack.
Ah, fuck. You fucking pushed my guy.
Yeah.
Fuck you!
Apparently, one of the other things I heard recently about Ray Lewis is his first professional sack was on Jim Harbaugh, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
The coach of the 49ers, and Jim's like, yeah, I don't remember that.
Thanks a lot for fucking hurting my fucking...
All you did was stay in the end zone.
Fuck you. I tried. It wouldn't let me.
But you know the rules of football.
Oh, my God. Am I up?
Yeah, you're an offense, but I'm going to get a safety.
Why?
Because I'm going to make sure I get one.
No! That was the play?
That was your play. You're on the 1 yard line.
I don't even. I
safety.
KC? Not C?
I don't even know what my fucking plays are. Like, honestly.
Oh! You got out of that safety situation.
I'm fucking used to playing this, like, by myself.
Yeah.
So when that screen comes up, you know, where you want to see where your players are?
Yeah. Press R.
Hey?
Press RT.
I know.
But it doesn't show you where they're going. That's what.
Yeah, it doesn't show me the routes and everything, yeah. So what's going on?
You gotta hit X.
I did.
Or maybe it was me.
See, it just tells me where everyone is.
Yeah.
And hopefully I can get this right.
Oh, that's like a chop block. Flag. Offense.
What?
Holding. Offense. Repeat. Third down.
Because it happened where? Past the line. Past the...
Yeah. Oh, shit. That was almost offside. If you would have snapped it right when I did that, I would have been offside. If you could see the TV.
If I get, now I'm fucking punting. Fuck, I didn't know it was punting.
You gonna punch the 49ers in their turkey face?
Turkey necks.
Turkey necks.
Fucking owl.
I always had that song going through my head. I always had that song going through my head for some reason. The Dark Knight punches dirty turkeys in the...
When I first saw that image of Kevin Smith as the owl puncher...
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I thought, just a quick look at it, a terrible looking turkey. But, yeah, and then I heard the story and I was like, oh, snap.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Did you hear the last week's Jay and Bob?
That's where they talked about it.
No, this week's Jay and Bob then.
No, because there's not one up this week.
Yeah, there is. I have it. Safety!
101 or 102?
I have the newest one where they're talking... he talks about epic food
thing. He must have... Because he's...
It went up yesterday.
Yeah, see. If it went up yesterday, I didn't listen to it then.
OJ just got another interception, by the way. Just want to say.
Oh, shit, did I?
Hey, you're on offense.
Okay, I'm on offense now. Okay.
Get that ball. Do you guys ever play in snow?
Sudbury?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's never, you guys don't play
in snow. When we first came back, it was awesome because our training camp was, in April?
Yeah, and there was still a little bit of...
No, it was snowing. We had almost like a storm. It happened. Because it was middle of April.
Yeah.
We started. So we started like almost like 2 to 3 weeks early.
See, you did exactly what I do. You pull back because you're thinking you're the quarterback, and he's handing the ball off, and your guy's like, foot loose, foot loose. Yeah. So, I think this week's podcast has went very distractingly the whole time.
Think so?
Yeah. I guarantee you. Get that fucker.
Am I there yet? I'm there.
Fuck. Nice touchdown.
I'm ready to go for another 10 yards off of that one. I didn't know where the end zone was.
Well, good thing it stops for you, eh? You don't pull a Forrest Gump.
Run, Forrest, run!
Wow, the wind's really kicking up in here. How did I kick it up your walls? Wow. Yeah, so I really don't have anything else to say because we're just playing the game here.
Just playing the game.
Having a little bit of fun.
I'm starting to wake up. I'm trying to get...
This used to happen before when I used to do a podcast. The game would always override the podcast. It would always win. So... hopefully lining up those special guests soon. I gotta work on that as well as some other things. I mean, I was hoping to get some work done on a special project, but that didn't work out for me today. It's been a busy day, but we're gonna go try to stalk Ryan Reynolds. Sound good?
Yeah,
try to get, if we kidnap him, bring him on Real Music, would that be fun?
I don't want to kidnap anybody. Especially when he's making a movie about somebody being kidnapped. Like, really, do you want to do that?
Yeah. Well. Oh, fudge!
Yeah, you did what I did. That what you did.
What is it? 3rd and 22?
Okay. Yeah, now it is.
I think I'll score now. Let's see if I can do it. I got to score.
What is this? 4th down?
Yeah.
Oh, third down.
Third down. Pass interference! I love people who get worked up like that, too, by the way. When they play games, I've played a couple with that. Oh, my God!
Why are you betraying me? Stop betraying me!
Why do you do me like that? So, this week, I know we'll talk about it tomorrow, but what movies come out this week?
When we're recording?
Yeah, well, when it comes out. It comes out Monday.
Yeah, so people will be able to find out Friday? That identity theft, #1.
Yeah, you got the numbers this week.
No, I don't. Just that I could see it. I worked Friday night.
Yeah.
And I saw the attendance. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're on offense. Why is your... you got yours set to run or something? Because that's all you seem to do.
No, that's what he does.
I was listening to a podcast, and I think it was Adam Carolla, and he said something about if you watch a trailer and someone is getting hit in the face within the first 30 seconds, you know the movie's going to be shit. But it looks funny enough. I would watch it.
Yeah.
I think it looks funny. Did you go inside and see it at all while you were working, doing your theater checks? Did it look okay?
Yeah, I saw a bit of it here and there, so it looks pretty funny.
Yeah, it looks okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
John Favreau?
Favreau?
Yeah.
John Favreau?
He's in it.
So, like, original Iron Man director?
Yeah. Cowboys and Aliens.
He was in Cowboys and Aliens, too?
No, he directed it.
Really?
Yeah.
I never watched it. But it didn't have any appeal to me to see James Bond as a cowboy.
They made, if you ever go to, on the YouTube channel there, Freddie W.
Yeah.
Freddie Wong, I think that's his name. Anyway, Freddie W. on YouTube. They did they had their own set, and they had John on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that guy, his videos that he's done?
No.
They're freaking hilarious, man. Like, they did one with the, I can't remember the guy's name. My brother showed me these videos. This guy, and he showed me that the star of Spartacus,
mm-hmm.
The very first season, because filming the second season, the actor had passed away. And so, but they did a time crisis.
Oh, you got it. We're going into the last quarter.
So, yeah, so they did, it was all live action. They just put all the post-production stuff into it afterwards and everything.
Yeah.
And the guy, the Freddie W., he's freaking hilarious, too. Because, say, well, He just has those expressions, whatever. It's like, he's out of ammo. It's like, give me a quarter. He's like, I don't have any. You know, type of thing. But you gotta check them out. I'll put a link. Because they're funny. They did a series called, I think it's called Video Game High School.
Yeah.
And they're working on a second season. They got it on Kickstarter and everything, so...
Fuck. Just couldn't come out of that swarm. did you listen to this past week's Mudcast, by the way? With the Wyatt Bri episode?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've
been following those videos too. The 5-part one with his girlfriend's mom.
Yeah, I think it's going to work well. I think it might entail Brian Johnson maybe moving. But the one thing I found funny was at the very end of the show, Kevin Smith, a guy who's got words coming out of his eardrums, he couldn't figure out how to end the show.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to say have a week, but he's like, I can't do that. And he could tell he was fumbling. And it was hilarious. So I was like, you'd figure he would have had that worked out already. Yeah. I'm not saying he's a stupid guy. I was just funny because he's in such a mode all the time. Like, he's got so many different endings that, you know, like, have a week or babble the fuck off or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, I was just surprised that he didn't have a...
You didn't have something for
yeah.
It, yeah.
Like, bye, bride, bye, or something like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that would have worked. But it's just funny to hear him say, why, bride, why?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Did you watch that whole story? Like, the YouTube
I've watched a couple. I haven't had time to watch
it's one. A five-parter, eh? So.
Yeah.
Good phantom tackle.
I love those phantom tackles. See, like, if I would have been able to grab that right up the gut, then I would have been able, it would have been fine. But now you gotta fucking fight for this. Fuck.
You going no huddle? Obviously.
Well, I didn't say no huddle, I just pressed Y and it went.
Why? Why, Bri?
Yeah! Oh! Get that. That was a bad interception. Bad, James. Bad.
That guy's name is James.
Was it?
One of the guys on your team, yeah.
Oh.
His last name is James.
Yeah. Well, that should have been
okay, so what letter am I going to throw to?
I don't know.
Why?
Why? Why, OJ? Probably
why? A running play. Why?
Yeah, probably.
Uh-oh.
You should have went out of bounds, but then you'd be just stuck in the
clock.
I
don't even know how much time. I don't even see the time.
4 minutes and 21 seconds. See if you can come back in this epic battle. Put a hurt on you. I always thought, like, Robert Griffin III's number should be number 3. Shouldn't be 10. I'm not the only one to say that, by the way, but... Fuck.
What was that?
That's a touchdown, bitch.
Oh, shit! Fuck, touchdown? I can see... Okay, now that I... Okay, I can see that on the top there. Okay.
You didn't know it was a touchdown, or you just messed with me?
I was still running, like...
You're like, oh, yeah. well,
I fucking decided to
make last time we played this game, I beat you, and this time it looks like you might pull this out. Unless
what?
I can
pull out. What?
Unless I can get a touchdown to score a 2-point convert. That's the only way I'm winning this game.
Well, do it.
Well, I gotta get the ball back.
Okay, well, here you go.
I gotta stop throwing fucking interceptions. That's the hard part.
Pull a Baltimore and fucking open the half of the fucking kickoff.
Yeah, you're winning the... Well, I mean, it's the fourth quarter. Right
yeah,
now,
yeah,
so.
I know.
So I really have to try here.
You weren't before?
Well, not really.
Man, here you go. How'd you do that?
I told you, I pressed Y.
Like, did you press it, or I you just
pressed
tap it?
I pressed it.
Like, you hold it down? Or
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Quick pass. Whatever. Let's do that. Yeah.
Gotta
get a pass on there.
Go, go.
Go! Ah, fuck!
Did I just...
You got taken up. Oh, oh, the flag!
Holding on you.
Motherfucker.
Do I accept it?
Yeah, well then if you do, it says first and 20 on your own 34, or if you decline, first and 10 on your own 43.
What?
If you accept it, you're first and 20 on your own 34. If you decline it, you're on your 43. You declined it.
Yeah.
Why would it set you back?
Because it happened after the interception. No, it was on you.
No, you're on offense. You better snap that ball, son.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I gotta make sure that you... Like, I really have to try here now. This is riveting podcast for people that can't hear it or see it. But right now, we're in a battle. We're in a battle. Oh! What are we, third and three? Especially with the passing play, not a running play like I did last time. Called the no huddle. Fuck. Like, I totally should have had that. How many Smiths play for 49ers, by the way? You ever see their jersey? Smith, 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 Smith. I was like, fuck, beginning of the season, I was like, how many Smiths play for this 49ers team? Yeah.
Sit down the first down?
Sit down, bitch. Yeah, it is.
Thunder, come join us.
Cover three.
What?
Won't work. Cover three.
I don't even know what the fuck you're doing.
I don't know. But
you're in my... Oh.
It's 2 minute warning.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, good play on winding down the play clock.
I can't even fucking see the clock.
I think what we need are both headsets, then I can...
Ah, it was a running play.
Yeah, unfortunately, I gotta fucking call timeouts now.
Who?
Me.
Why?
Because it's the fourth quarter. Under 2 minutes.
I can't even see the fucking call.
Every time you fucking run the ball.
Are you calling timeouts? Is that why?
This is my second one I've called.
Why are you calling timeouts? What's the
so
score?
So I can get the ball back.
What the fuck's the score?
You're 21... I'm 14.
Oh.
What do you want, blackjack, motherfucker?
Oh, shit. Fucking hate
that shit. Oh, miss that shit. Oh, yeah! I got what? Look at your guy. He's freaking out. He's like, damn it.
Damn it!
Oh, now I got no timeout. Oh, I got one timeout left. It's a good thing it's all passing plays. I know that much.
I don't think so.
Fuck. Go. Go.
What's the time?
1:17.
Okay. Another fucking running play. You're at the 36.
Yeah. Well, I called my last time out, so.
Fucking running play.
Last 40, like, we're totally not talking. We're both doing an awesome podcast.
Fucking, dude, fucking intense. You're gonna edit this later, right?
No, I'm leaving the blanks in. I didn't even realize what I was doing there.
And,
go,
what's
bitch.
The, what's the.
What's the time? 27 seconds.
Okay. And you're on the, what was it?
I don't know.
Inside the 10?
Yeah.
Stopped you? Did I did that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm doing that, but...
Come on. Come on, get that fucking touchdown.
Where's the time?
9 seconds. Oh, yeah!
Okay, so what? We're going to overtime now?
Well, there's 4 seconds left.
We can't go check out Ryan Reynolds now.
It's 21-20, and I'm being an asshole.
Okay.
I'm going for it.
What if I stop you?
Then you win.
I win?
Yeah.
And if you get it, you win. Okay, yep. So this is like a...
Oh! Yeah! Well, you got 4 seconds. 4 seconds, my friend. To get a two... To get... Because no time run off clock, right?
Yeah. What's that?
No. 1 second. You have 1 second. You got one shot.
Yeah, well, I'm just gonna play what they give me.
You got a timeout though. it's select. It's... Yeah, to do a timeout.
The back.
Yeah, a little back button.
That one.
That won't help you out.
No, it won't.
Oh, interception, and I was almost there.
Fuck. Looks like a great cup. Fucking snow.
Yeah. So that's it for episode 25.
25.
It was boring, I know. It'll be more boring next week because I'm by myself. You know, unless we record one in the car on the way there. But whatever.
You got gear grinding, don't you?
Well, we got that, but there's only one episode so far. So, they're interviewing me. They're like, man, that was an awesome game you did. Colin Kaepernick came back. What do you have to say about his amazing play? And they'll be like, dude, you have no idea how good he is. He's amazing. He's the best quarterback I've ever played for in my life. The guy... Actually, you know what? It's funny. Both my daughters are like, he's so handsome. Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah.
He's so handsome. That's what they say. Colin,
who?
Colin Kaepernick. Why are you saying who to me? I know how to say his name. You know what I mean? Okay, episode 25. Thanks, OJ, for stopping by.
Hey, no problem.
You know,
we'll see you later.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Tomorrow on Real Music with OJ, James, and nobody?
Maybe Ryan.
Ryan?
Ryan might show up.
Who's Ryan?
You'll see.
My replacement?
No.
Okay, oh, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Another Podcast from AnotherPodcast.com. Don't forget to go on iTunes and or download right from AnotherPodcast.com. That's E-H-N-O-T-H-E-R, podcast.com. Follow us on Twitter at Another Podcast. Be sure to check back for tomorrow's show only on Another Podcast, your Canadian podcast network. AnotherPodcast.com, not a sponsor.